I am Joe Blow, the lover man. You should be paying me, bitch.
Give me my money, man.
Shit, what money? Should I get cut like you all day, a dime a dozen, shit. Here, here's $2. Go get you some dish powder and keep it clean for me next time.
And he whipped his ass.
Rhyme.
And treason. We'll be right back.
Episode 160, 70s Funk Magic. Got DJ Gower on the phone lines.
Get funky up with this motherfucker. How the fuck y'all doing out there?
Some 70s Blaxploitation kicking off the show.
Right, you're going to hear clips from all that shit, man. We're talking about Chad.
Hell yeah, we got some. I'm just going to read off the list of bands we have on this particular episode. Some Tower of Power, Brian Bennett, The Commodores, Rick James, Parliament, Chaka Khan, David Newman. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think we need some meters in there.
Meters didn't make the cut, they weren't good enough.
Dude, it's don't get no funkier than the motherfucking funky music,
bro. Maybe we'll have to do a part two.
There's some funky ass shit out there from like people you expect even like whatever, but just pretty damn funk.
That's true.
Dave Matthews got the funk. Ben Harper's got the funk.
Well, this is 70s funk, man. Before computers, before freaking technology, all 70s tracks that rip. Rick James, I've been obsessed for quite a while.
Yeah.
Can't say why.
Well, I mean, he's Rick James, bitch.
I never knew of the power of Rick James. Anyway, no. The new season of
Taylor. Well, I think you meant to say you never knew the power of cocaine.
Unfortunately, Dave Chappelle show. Yeah. That was like his most famous moment. Sadly. No one knows about his music. Anyway, the new season of Tales from the Tour Bus. Mike Judge. It's all funk. 70s funk. Pretty awesome.
Heck yeah.
I hear some. Is that DJ Little Gow?
No, DJ Mrs. Gower.
Oh, okay.
And DJ EJ.
Nice. It's a family affair here at Rhyme and Treason.
That's right.
Cool. All right, so here comes some more funk. It's gonna rock ya.
All right, Rhyme.
And Funky Treason.
What happened to my $100, Joe? Nigga, did you take my money?
That's right, little bitch.
A smile is all right, girl. Oh, but then like a streak of lightning, it came, filling my brain with this pain.
When I'm saying the word is voice I heard.
Give up the funk, you punk. Up on the sun. You got the groove. And out of time.
Yeah. kind of jive is that, man? It's only 10:30. We got plenty of time.
Dude, I'm not jiving you, man.
We ain't never closed this early before.
No, we can close anytime I say
2 o'clock every
night. Dude, T said closing time.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you, you redneck faggot.
him in. I say, why he want this nasty gal back again?
So you can finish what you started.
And I will give it to you. You can have it. Come on, take it now.
Again, after being in jail doing 7 to 10, would you be mine? Won't you be mine? I wish you was my neighbor.
Many years ago, far away, in another galaxy, a war was fought. Darth Vader vowed to return one day. He's back. Don't try to hide. You can't go nowhere.
Fly it through the sky.
Episode 160 coming at ya, 70s funk magic.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, taking it back to the old school, super old school. We like that shit.
Yeah, I can't believe how good the 70s funk is. It's amazing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, and honestly, like, you dig deep enough into the 70s funk, the soul genre, the time, and you're going to find almost like every break, every beat that pretty much every hip-hop artist used in the late 90s, early 2000s, like every Snoop Dogg track, like every Dr. Dre track is pretty much Parliament. Like,
that's true. Absolutely. Parliament, they used to come out of a spaceship on stage in the 70s. It's amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, dude was high on crack for like 20 years.
Yeah, I wish I could have saw him live. Jesus. Spaceship comes out of the back. Like, they come out of it.
No, I actually think that Parliament's doing one last tour with George Clinton.
Will they have a 70s era spaceship? Because that could be worth
it. Be playing, they will not be playing their hometown of Detroit, apparently. So that's weird.
Anyway, I can't wait to hang out with Gower.
Another
the phone edition.
Oh yeah, fuck hanging out with me. We're making shows, man. We got another legend on the list there, Mr. James Brown, the godfather of soul.
Speaking of James Brown, Betty Davis, Nasty Gal. What you just heard, she was married to James Brown for quite a while, and she's a nasty gal indeed. Pretty funky and badass. Betty Davis.
Like how nasty we talk.
Didn't ever shave. Hairy armpits. Hairy armpits. She's like badass. I don't know. You'll have to hear her. She can hang with James Brown, that's for sure.
I mean, there's a lot nastier things in the world than a girl with a punch. I assure you that.
But yeah, I mean, she's pretty punk rock and funk and badass in the 70s of all eras.
I would assume that she smells pretty funky.
She definitely does. Grew up in the wrong era. Anyway,
yeah, I thought it would have burned to death in some like polyester fire.
Oh yeah, I would have been an asbestos removal specialist or something.
No, asbestos installer.
Oh yeah, there you go. The '70s.
All right, getting my palate refreshed here with a nice Lagunitas sparkling blonde ale.
I am
sparkling sour.
I am drinking ginger ale. However, I am looking at a Lagunitas Supercluster. I did not drink last night.
The Supercluster, another fine ale from West Coast Heineken.
I know. That place is awesome, though. I love their brewery. It's pretty cool. Petaluma.
So, speaking of like big breweries and whatnot, everyone knows about Pliny the Elder, Russian River Brewing. It's pretty well known. And right now is that time of year where Pliny the Younger is. Pliny the Younger is essentially the triple IPA brewery. And you can only get it in the store. You can only get up to 2 pints. You can't take any to go, tanks, or something else. I think you get your 2 pints out of the store.
And, yeah, too hipster for me, man. I'm over it.
And, like, for years, it was, like, the craziest thing. Like, you go and stay in line for 12 hours to go get your beer. Right?
That sounds like Sonoma County to me.
And they just opened, like, a second location. And there's some other pictures of, like, people like, hey, I'm in line. There's, like, 4 people in front of them.
We love beer and we love the 70s funk, and here comes some more music. Rhyme.
And more beer will be had by even if people like that. So we'll funk this guy.
Funk it up.
Coast to coast, around. Feels all right.
From the back.
Prepare.
You know, a lot of people talk about racial prejudice, and some people have gone so far as to say that there are actually two Americas, one black and one white. But talk is cheap, so I decided to look into the problem myself, firsthand, to go underground and actually experience America as a white man.
Oh, don't care how long it takes you, you get out there and get it. Now get!
Now you don't get me my money tonight! I'm gonna put that young girl of yours out on horse road.
Listen, Prince, that's my wife you talking about,
so
man.
So what? Now somebody's going to work tonight, Freddy. You really shouldn't have fucked with my money, Freddy.
Get your money, man.
In case you thinking I'm trying to pull some of that old-time nigga shit on you, Captain, I think you ought to know something. I hired the very best killers there are. White killers. White ones, baby. So you better take good care of me. Nothing, nothing better happen to one hair on my gorgeous head. Can you dig it?
Thank you.
episode 160, Rhyme and Treason Radio. We're closing out the show.
It's been a funky, funky ride, y'all. And, you know, I gotta tell y'all, Funk's been a mainstay in my catalog for 25 years. You know, in my early days of liking music as a little kid, and even more so than that. I mean, I think Funk is just something that's always drawn to me in so many different ways. It draws me to jazz, it draws me to rock, it draws me to blues, it draws me to reggae. And that's kind of what we try and do here. We just like find ways to use all of this stuff on the side, on the side. And I think it's over the last, you know, well, I mean, according to
what, 9 years. I know. So
9 years.
Damn it, man. It's so typical. That's how I'm right, functioning right? These days. I don't even know what year it is.
9 years old.
But 70s space funk, you'll hear some of that. I wish there was more songs. The space funk of the 70s, pretty crazy.
Oh, like David Bowie. Oh,
nah, he doesn't make the cut at all. Not even close. You'll hear Experience the Magic. You'll experience the magic.
See, listen, this is what... This is what happens when one person controls the program, yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have to make a second version that all with all Gower tracks. And the couple I wanted to put in but didn't have enough space. Because there's some great 70s funk songs that I never knew about and never thought I would ever like. But I love them and am now obsessed. I don't know what to say. 70s funk. It's badass.
Magical. That's why we brought this episode to you. We wanted you all to enjoy the funky, funky mix.
That's true. Thanks for goodness for the Mike Judge Tales from the Tour Bus. I would never have even known how badass it was. Back when they only recorded on tape. Some of the horn...
Literally... on tape, had to cut tapes.
Yeah, they had
over
actual guys freaking on the you know, trumpets, trombones, playing in perfect sync and recording it. Not editing anything, not, it's like, damn. These guys could play, dude. So you'll hear that, a lot of horns. This badass edition. All right, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Did DJ Gower get hung up on? DJ Gower hung up. And treason.
Everybody did the bump. But all the time, folks call it the Bertha Butt Boogie.
When Bertha Butt Pinnacle, she started the Bertha Butt Boogie.
No question. Oh. In the wind, the ground started shaking. No grass grew where she'd been. The music was popping. The crowd had formed the ring. Our sisters yelled, "Boogie Bertha, do your thing!" For your information, Bertha had three sisters: Betty Butt, Bella Butt, and Bathsheba Butt.
When Bertha
question. Hey Leroy, get away from that woman. That boy will never learn. Uh-oh, here comes the chocolate dye. Come here, suck it to me. Stood back and yelled,
"Betty, Bella, Bathsheba!"
And the butt sisters backed her up when she yelled,
"I need you!"
The troglodyte, Leroy, Luther, and the butt sisters all knew that the Bertha Butt Boogie was now the thing to do.
When Bertha Butt did her boogie, she started a Bertha Butt Boogie.
No question.
Bum, bum, ba-ba-dum, ba-bum, bum, bum, ba-ba-dum. Bum, bum, ba-ba-dum, ba-bum, bum, bum, ba-ba-dum.
I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
Me like, me like. Come here, woman, woman.
Bum.
but it led me to the bones. Tightly.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck her rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
Rhyme.
And treason.